downtown Montgomery. Well, your trade-in's worth a minimum of $3,000 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll trade anything from a billy goat to a steamboat. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will do whatever it takes to get you on the road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
I love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time. And I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helped with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy with books behind him on a Zoom call.
Mr. Guy with books behind him on a Zoom call.
You're getting ready for a big meeting or a TV interview on Zoom. How can you immediately prove you know what you're talking about? Show people you know how to read.
Look at all those books. You must be really smart.
Did you actually get through any of those books?
You got 13 different copies of the Da Vinci Code. Yeah.
So when you see a guy whose backdrop looks more like the Library of Congress than his home office, you may think he's suddenly become an English professor. But no, he's just Mr. Guy with books behind him on a Zoom call. A real American hero.
Mr. Guy with books behind him on a Zoom call.
I'd believe it more if they were Dr. Seuss books.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Other interesting stuff happening on Zoom, you'll find about it this hour. It's 8.
I'm Chris Foster. 166,000 new coronavirus cases are reported nationwide, with more than 73,000 people now hospitalized. It's according to the Johns Hopkins University count and the COVID tracking project. Fox's Jackie Heinrich on new restrictions.
In Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds is reversing her stance on masks. Reynolds signing a proclamation to require them in all public spaces. Indoor gatherings in the state are also limited to 15 people or less. California also rolling back its reopening as daily cases double there. Governor Gavin Newsom warning even more restrictions could come.
Indoor dining, gyms, and museums are shut down in Philadelphia starting Friday. A SpaceX capsule delivers four astronauts to the International Space Station, announced by NASA as it happened.
Hard capture is complete. Dragon is officially attached to the International Space Station.
The link up happened 262 miles above Idaho after a 27-hour fully automated flight. America's listening to Fox News.
And everybody's leaving New York. They were just showing Times Square at this hour.
The city is gross. I'm leaving today. All because of the pandemic. New York, New York. Wish I had a car. I want some more space. I got a tiny apartment. New York, New York. I wanna wake up without sirens. I sleep. Nobody taking a crap on subway seats. New Yorkers just won't stay 6 feet away. Throw in the towel on my dreams of old New York. I just can't take it here. I'm moving anywhere. I bid adieu. New York, New York.
The estimate on people who have just fled New York, 365,000.
A lot of apartments. And boy, that was the toughest place to get an apartment anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, Manhattan. People are paying $3,000 a month for a studio.
Right.
With no guarantee there wouldn't be rats and other things probing around. And now, man, that is changing by the day. It's just not, people don't feel safe there. And what the pandemic has taught Wall Street, which is at least NASDAQ, that exchange, considering a move to Dallas, they don't need to be paying 60% of their income to the government just because they have a nice view from Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm afraid that city is in for a prolonged and very difficult time.
And set up by a really bad mayor, too. I mean,
I can't use the words to describe him.
He's like the worst in my lifetime, I think.
He makes David Dinkins seem like Julius Caesar. That's how bad Bill de Blasio is. But he's an outspoken communist, and that does not work well in a city that's built primarily on capitalism. That's your... Is that history, or is that... That's your political science lesson for the day here.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Temperature has gone up 10 degrees in the last hour and 13 degrees in the last 2 hours. That's what happens when the air is dry and the sun is out. Sunshine, a little breezy today, comfortably cool. We had a morning low of 36. How about an afternoon high of 66? Clear, cold tonight. Back to the 30s, probably the middle 30s again like we had last night. Mid-60s tomorrow. We'll be in the 30s again on Wednesday night, but then we start to recover. You know, mid to upper 60s Thursday, low 70s Friday, as the warming trend gets really started, 73 the high Friday. And then warmer over the weekend. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. I think it's going to be a great weekend, and we're storm-free through Sunday. There is a front on Monday that could deliver a few showers as we start Thanksgiving week, but I think the best chance of rain Thanksgiving week is Tuesday night. Right now this morning, 49 degrees, clear skies, 8:08.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
See the Daystarter video I picked today? It's a big boy dog who apparently loves Star Wars. He's sitting there and the TV screen is blank. I want to hear what he has to say here.
That's cool. That is so funny. And wagging his tail, too, as he's doing that.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a TV watching dog now who barks when there's doggies and horses.
Oh, he likes horses too.
Yeah, horsies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to start a conundrum shortly.
What is it?
That's the question we ask listeners to give the answer to, but that's not important. And give a nice prize like a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yeah.
But I have not figured out what that conundrum is going to be yet.
Why has that our company stopped giving us good questions? They're not trivia questions.
No, they're worthless, yeah. Basically.
Huh.
What did they send today?
It was trivia.
How did shaking hands originate? I think Jay told us that in Random Facts.
I can't remember what it was, if I did.
To prove that both parties were unarmed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no weapon.
I knew I heard that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's something that tidbitical, if that's a word.
Tidbitical. That sounds questionable.
I always think that's something I heard on Random Facts. One of the people of ancient Egypt shaved their eyebrows as a mourning symbol when their cats died.
Yeah, we've really? Done that one.
Well, there's
well no, you don't have to throw them away. There could be something.
No, there's stennies from me. There's nothing there.
Those were the questions.
That's the ones they sent today.
Did you hear any of our rotating random facts?
No. Thursday they took me in at about 8:30, and I did not regain consciousness. I did not get out of there until I think around 11.
11 at night?
No, 11 a.m. Oh. Yeah, 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Oh, I got you.
Is how long I was out. I didn't get released from the hospital until about 5.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because I know they keep you for a while.
Yeah, and they kept me for a pretty good while there, longer than I thought they were going to keep me, to be honest with you.
But I did come across a number that could make a good conundrum, something that 1.6 million Americans, give or take.
Okay.
Don't have this in their home yet.
Don't have this.
What do you think that might be? 272-9228. Winning answer.
Don't
wins
have
you.
This. 1.6 million Americans
don't have this in
their
home.
Okay, so that's a small amount of Americans. So,
I think it's surprisingly high given what the winning answer might be.
Okay, and this is one of those folks where we don't know the answer. We don't like that.
Well,
I'm okay with it because it's fun to play along.
272-9228.
All right, Jay.
Hey, you don't always tell me what the percentage chance of rain's going to be before I go on the air. Do I get all bent out of shape?
Yeah, why don't you ask him those questions instead of doing the age? Why don't you say, hey, what do you think the percentage is?
Yeah. 2 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah, but you can authorize a change without notice. 272-9228. So 1.6 million Americans do not have this
one of these
in their home.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
That's it. That's our conundrum. And while Jay is queuing up excited listeners to participate in our silly game, I'm going to tell you about Georgia Floors Direct. I have to confess that I consulted with Jeff Mallinson to find you that amazing rug. Because I had seen something for Alabama, I thought, you know what Rich really doesn't want for his birthday is an Alabama rug.
Well,
so I went to Jeff.
I wondered.
It seems like a really cool idea.
I haven't seen him anywhere.
Yeah.
Can't tell you where that came from. By the way, they have a guy at Georgia Floors Direct named Dave the Rug Man who can produce rugs. He's one of the few in the area that has that skill. And he does absolutely amazing stuff.
Oh,
in fact, when you have carpeting installed, if there's remnants, he can make throw rugs for you. That kind of thing that match what you had installed. So whether you're looking to redo a single room or you want to upgrade your entire home, let's say from old beat-up carpeting to a hardwood or laminate, by all means, consider Georgia Floors Direct. A flooring destination for half a century, true wholesale pricing, their own team of installers, and Jeff and his merry band of floriers are the friendliest people that will ever greet you in a store. Period. They're absolutely terrific. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969. Hey, we got calls. And we're going to start with Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hello. How is everybody?
So what do you think? 1.6, and I don't know the answer. 1.6 million Americans don't have one of these in their homes.
I'm thinking internet.
Oh.
That's a good start again.
Good one.
1.6 million people do not have the internet. It's not it.
All right, thanks. I'll try again.
All right, thanks.
Good guess, though. Jonathan.
Hi. What do you think? What is the answer, Jonathan?
I think it's a microwave.
Microwave.
Uh-huh. Give me microwave. Is not
I was going to say another appliance. I'm not going to say it yet because somebody might guess it.
272-9228. GW, what do 1.6 million Americans still not have in their homes?
Almost say air conditioning.
Oh, that's a good answer.
air conditioning is not it.
In Ohio, we had one room in the house. It was the family
room.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, the basement. We had a window unit.
Right.
Before we got full house AC.
Boy, like so you hung out. You hung out there, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Taylor.
Hey.
Yo.
What do you think? 1.6 million Americans do not have this inside their home yet.
Dishwasher.
That was going to be one of my answers.
I married mine. Oops, just kidding.
I married mine. All week. All right, that was my answer, too, Taylor.
Okay, next time.
Thank you.
Actually, that was the best guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Robert.
Hi.
Well, I was going to say indoor plumbing.
Huh? Let's try that one on for size. Indoor plumbing.
You're a winner.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Indoor plumbing?
There are still 1.6 million people. And if you, like, I'm taking the train, where you go through the countryside, you see a lot of poverty.
All right.
And it's different from inner cities where, you know,
I appreciate it.
Please don't misunderstand what I'm trying to say here. You see a lot of shacks built into the hills without houses and stuff like that.
Pumps where they get their water from a well.
Water, exactly. Yeah, they're still living that way. But you don't realize it because only the train takes you through those parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Good work, Robert. So you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
All right, thanks.
Hang on. We'll check traffic and then Jake can tell you what to have for dinner then.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, if you're headed into Montgomery on I-65 southbound, we had three cars that played tag on the Alabama River Bridge. They are off on the right-hand side of the road with a trooper. All lanes are open, but it's more of a gawker block than anything else. It's got traffic backed up all the way up to almost the 143. And we've got a little bit of congestion on Northern Boulevard trying to merge as well onto 65 southbound. Use caution there. Elsewhere around the city, we're light to moderate traffic. No real problems anywhere else that we're seeing. Just buckle up and drive carefully this morning. We will keep you updated. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Yep.
We're playing, playing big-time media mogul with Jay.
You can't do that because I'm not big-time media. Yeah, it's Jay here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. Looking for something different for lunch today, looking for something with a little bit of a kick if you want to do that. I mean, not everything there has got that Cajun flavor to it, but most of it does. And if it doesn't, you can add it if you'd like to. Also, I want to remind you, don't forget, anytime you go there, ask for a side of ranch. Doesn't matter what you order, just get a side of ranch with it because their ranch is fantastic. It's the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They have these, if you go by there, they got the parking spaces where you can pull in, and one of the servers will come out, and they'll take your order right from your car, so you don't have to get out. You don't even have to leave your car, and they'll take the order in, they'll cook it, they'll bring it right back out to you. You can also do your pickup that way, but the doors are open. You can go inside, sit down, and have a meal, if you would like that, at the Seafood Bistro. 279-7500 is their number. Call them when they open up today at 11 a.m. They open up every day at 11, by the way. If you want to see the menu, get a little preview of it, well, then just go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Theseafoodbistro.com. You can also use the delivery apps on your phone. They've got a full menu for you to look at as well. It's the Seafood Bistro. Open up today at 11 a.m. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Where do you find out what's been happening in these uncertain times? That's coming up. Oh, yeah.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police are investigating a deadly shooting last night. Police were called to the shooting in the 100 block of George Street around 9:30 Monday night. They found one person dead at the scene. They have not released the victim's name at this point. Montgomery police say five people were killed in two separate wrecks Monday. The first happened on Monday morning on Troy Highway near Bell Road. The second deadly wreck was last night on East South Boulevard. Montgomery police continue to investigate the cause of both wrecks. And statewide coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,250. The Alabama Department of Public Health says close to 25,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total case count to more than 184,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Shop where restaurant owners, chefs, and caterers shop. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. They have restaurant-quality food and supplies at reasonable prices. No membership fee, and it's open to the public. Inside, you'll find a variety of dairy, produce, meat, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. There are also commercial cooking supplies, party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. Come shop where the pros do. U.S. Foods Market Store, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about different boycotts over the years of different companies for different reasons. But when conservatives decide you have burned us for the last time, they're gone and they're not coming back. And I'm repeating a story that I didn't have this information when we started the show this morning, but I got it around 7 o'clock.
The Fox ratings?
The Fox ratings. Folks, this is, think about this. The election was 2 weeks ago tonight. Fox beat everybody. Everybody. In some cases, most of them combined with a...
Biggest number ever, 14 million.
14 million. How the mighty have fallen, thanks to Chris Steigerwald and their Arizona call, before the polls had even closed, and other annoyances in between, including some, in my opinion, very degrading comments about conservatives. Show Buzz Daily reported that CNN, think about who's on that network, crackpots, crazies. CNN now has 11 of the top 15 shows. And even though we all still trust Tucker, Hannity, Laura Ingraham, they were beaten. Tucker Carlson was beaten by Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, and Chris Cuomo, whose combined IQ, if they were lucky, they would be about half of my weight.
Hey, CNN did a pretty good job on election night.
They did. Yeah. You know what? They must have made a conscious decision to play it like they traditionally did and right. Not become cheerleaders for one result or another. Because I heard that from other people who normally hate them but said, you know what?
They actually were fair.
Credit so, where it's due. Yeah. And Chris Steigerwald, you're the guy who took his finger out of the dam and let the floodwaters in. And I don't think there's any turning back from this. There is, that was the one network people trusted, fair and balanced. How many years did they sell it? We carried them here. And now, some other good rating news on late night TV. Rachel Maddow beat Ancient Aliens for 37th place in the primetime cable numbers.
That's pretty bad.
The guy with the... Have you ever seen that guy with the weird hair on Ancient Aliens?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's at least one website this morning reporting that a group of very wealthy Trump allies are raising the money to start a conservative news network. That's a bright idea. You know what they should do? What do I know? I've never had millions to invest. I would buy a network that's already got placement on cable, satellite.
Good point. Because it was hard for Newsmax to get on
the thing.
The bird and they're on cable systems now, but it's hard.
But cable companies and satellite systems are not stupid, and if they think a network's going to come on that's going to bring them millions of eyeballs every night, mm-hmm. You take Newsmax, build up its HD quality, hire a few people away from Fox.
Right.
Like you put Jeanine Pirro in Prime Time.
Prime Time?
Prime Time, that's a good idea. I think that's a wonderful idea, personally myself. And Huckabee and a few others. There's guys, put them back in one spot like we used to have them on Fox and cut the crap. So I thought that was electrifying, but so is this. Let's not get too political here. Percent. That's by my math, and I went to public school. That's 6 out of 10 people. You know what they've been doing while they're on the clock during these uncertain times?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, you don't have to because I can play it for you. Yeah, 58% of people have been getting it on during work hours.
Resuming Zoom meeting now.
And let's continue our meeting from earlier. Smith, did you get a chance to finish that Jensen report?
Yes! Yes!
Can you upload it on the FTP site?
Yes! Yes!
And can you do a follow-up with Globotron by next week?
Oh, yes!
Excellent job. We appreciate your enthusiasm. Keep up the good work.
Oh, God.
Terminating Zoom meeting now.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
It is funny. I mean,
he's 9 years old in fourth grade.
Well, that I don't
would be
get
the
it.
Control board operator.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot Mr. Innocent here.
I don't get it.
Who is feeling left out of the naughtiness. Wow.
Can you give me the talk at 9 o'clock?
How about if I do it during the next break? Hey, we're hoping to have a Duncan and Son Predictathon this week and next. Weather and coronavirus cooperating. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I'd say
we can only hope that they'll be able to play. In the meantime, Don Duncan is there. If you have Thanksgiving travel plans, don't listen to authority figures. If you want to go visit somebody, have a nice Thanksgiving, family, be practical. Go. Many millions of people are still going to be traveling. But be smart. Before you leave, get your car to Don Duncan. They'll accommodate you any way they can to get your service taken care of, get you back to your job or home so you can do what you need to do, and then get back with your car. They even have come up with a contactless service where they'll pick up your car at your home, bring it in, service it, bring it back. You don't have to have contact. Just pay by credit card. Plus, true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. Travel with confidence before this or any other occasion. Partner up with Don Duncan, serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison. Drop your car off there and go have lunch at Baumhauer's at Wing Fingers. And, of course, on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The snowman was a jolly... with a corn cob and a button nose and tubes made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square saying, me if you can.
Hey, we had a BM on the afternoon show yesterday, a big moment.
A BM, okay.
Well, it started actually Sunday morning when I was driving westbound on Vaughan Road past my old neighborhood, Bellwood West, and the open lot that's been there forever. And the Christmas tree tent was
I
up.
Saw the tent up. I was going to text you because I know that's a big deal for you.
That's my buddy Dustin's lot. Yes. And here's the next big deal. The trees, and they have them set up.
When is the truck coming?
This week.
Yeah?
They're going to be there Thursday.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I am planning on getting my tree. Last year, they didn't, the trucks didn't come in until about the about 21st, 22nd of November, before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Or right around it. Mm-hmm. So this year,
it's located on
they're going to be there, and this will be my 15th best trees on the planet. There's Jesse.
Yeah, there's our tree.
It's already up?
It's already up.
Is that very a nice. Real one?
It's not a real one. It's
I have an artificial one I keep up all year, but I changed the theme.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a real tree, I think, the first year that we were in the big house. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think for probably like the first 2 to 3 years we were in that house, we did a real tree. Yeah. But then it just got to be kind of a hassle. Just, you know, when you got all the presents under the tree and you got to water the tree and you got to move all the presents and then,
And you got the needles.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Reshaping the old one, I mean, the ones up in the attic, too, reshaping that, that can be...
But here's the thing with Dustin's trees, because they are so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
A, we had, like, 6 needles. This is in January.
Oh, the that's right. You kept it up. I remember that. I was at your house.
And it still smelled fresh.
Mm-hmm.
They last and last and last.
Where is it? What state does he get them from? Do
North
you know?
Carolina.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they're down here on that lot within 48 hours of being cut.
So Thursday. I want to see them arrive.
That would be cool. But, you know, every year I look for that tent to be up, and it is pitched.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We started off in the mid-30s this morning, specifically 36 in Montgomery. That is not the coolest we've been so far this season. On Election Day morning, we were at 34. But I think we're going to be in the mid, probably same neighborhood tomorrow morning. So another chilly night ahead. In fact, there's a reinforcing front that will race through the state today. You won't even know it's coming through because it's a dry front. Today's high temperature up to about 66. And when the front comes through, it'll get a little breezy, too, with those north winds. North and northwest winds at 10 to 15, gusting a little higher. Clear and cold tonight. The winds come down. We're back in the 30s. We'll be in the mid-60s tomorrow with more sun. 30s again the following night. Mid to upper 60s on Thursday. Warming trend begins Friday. Really nice Friday with a high around 73. Mid-70s over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, still dry. And then maybe a small chance of showers by Monday as we start Thanksgiving week. But a bigger deal on Tuesday night of Thanksgiving week. I want to give you a heads up on that because a lot of families are wondering about, travel. Right now this morning, 49 degrees, clear skies, 837.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Marking itself to a dismal start, by the way. Mayor Reed, I just got this notification from Griffith Walker, Walter Renner, excuse me.
At 4:30, he's got a press conference?
Yeah, in the old council chambers of Montgomery City Hall regarding the significant increase in COVID activity in our region.
Oh, no. What is he?
I don't know what you're planning, Mr. Mayor.
What could he do?
You got a lot of pissed off people here. I would just recommend the masks and social distancing. And don't start with shutting down businesses.
Oh,
you will
please.
Not. That will go over like a turd in a punch bowl.
Please, no.
We can't do it. We can't afford it. We can't do it anymore. We've already sacrificed. How many businesses have closed forever?
Right.
You get to do this once. And we did it not because it was legal or because you and Governor Ivey and the rest of the politicians have the authority. You don't. We did it to cooperate. To help mitigate this thing. I'm not spending the rest of my life, and you should not expect businesses to bow down and kowtow and close and reopen and cut the number of customers they can serve. Enough already. It really ticks me off. Like we're all a bunch of symbolists. Hey,
4:30 this afternoon City Hall.
If it's anything more than an advisory, there's going to be a mushroom cloud over this building, and I will be underneath it. Traffic at 8:39.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, if you're headed inbound to Montgomery, we've got 3 cars that played tag on the Alabama River Bridge. They're off on the right-hand side of the road. All lanes are open, but it's still slow traffic, folks, slowing down for the trooper that is there. So use caution and just be advised there's going to be a slight delay. Traffic is backed up past the Northern Boulevard. Around the city, we are light to moderate, very congested Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge Road inbound, East South Boulevard, West South Boulevard, both very congested right now. Buckle up, be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Your trade-in is worth a minimum of $3,000 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll trade for anything from a billy goat to steamboat. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will do whatever it takes to get you on the road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say five people were killed in two separate wrecks Monday. The first happened Monday morning on Troy Highway near Bell Road. The second deadly wreck was last night on East South Boulevard. Montgomery police continue to investigate the cause of both wrecks. Andalusia police are investigating a deadly shooting last night. Police were called to the shooting in the 100 block of George Street around 9:30 Monday night. They found one person dead at the scene. They have not released the victim's name at this point. And statewide coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,250. The Alabama Department of Public Health says close to 25,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total case count to more than 184,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good news yesterday. We'll look for a tree and find it. On Thursday.
We both know it's that time of year when people decorate houses. So we ought to search for a tree and buy one up once we found it.
Fun times. You look forward to the night Dad said, okay, we're going to go get the tree.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we would go to multiple places.
Mm-hmm.
And
my dad would haggle like the guy in Christmas Story.
Yes. They were hard to find good full ones there for some reason. Now these farms produce, an abundance of really good trees that don't have these embarrassing big...
My mom was funny, though. She would say, oh, there's a little bare spot there. Put that against the wall there.
I remember one year we actually tied, we broke off a branch from the bottom and moved it up under the tree, but we had to, use ornament hooks to make it look real.
Right.
Special effects by Benjamin Buttle.
That's when the string of lights
If one went out.
Oh, all of them went out.
You had to find the bad one.
Oh, that was awful. That was awful. You know, there's a real shortage of morning maroons today.
Well, that's not good.
No.
Do you see any? Do you see any? Oh, no, they were just showing.
I just saw one.
Yeah, and I've looked around. I have other sources for stupid.
Yeah.
Guess what state we're going to go to?
I'm guessing, I want to say Florida.
Florida is correct. It's so amazing how the state just manages to produce so many stories. 39-year-old woman named Amber Gonley and her 30-year-old boyfriend, Sean McClelland. God, and they were driving in Largo. Largo has come up so many times in these. I don't know what goes on in Largo, man, that it's so crazy. Anyway, they were driving in Largo when apparently the moment struck.
Oh. Mm.
So they pulled over to the side of the road, got out of the car, and you know what they did next? Like that Zoom call we just played a few minutes ago.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. In case you missed the Zoom call that we're referencing.
Resuming Zoom meeting now.
And let's continue our meeting from earlier. Smith, did you get a chance to finish that Jensen report?
Yes! Yes!
Okay. So, they did this next to a busy road with many cars passing by. I got to assume this is Dixie Highway or Highway 1.
Voyeurs.
Yeah. Well, police said they got calls from many drivers about what was happening. Amber and Sean were both arrested for felony, lewd, and lascivious exhibition. And I don't know what's more shocking, that they did this on the side next to a busy highway, or that they got arrested at all, because, like, you know, it's Largo, it's the Keys in Florida, there's a lot that goes on there.
Yeah.
Both, though, had criminal records. Amber for everything from theft to drug possession to obstruction of justice, and Sean for shoplifting kitty litter and peppermint tea from Walmart.
Well, already then.
What are you in for? Kitty litter. Again?
That's funny, what you just did there. I like that. So that's our one and only maroon nomination, but I'd say
well, Amber and Sean's Largo moment. That's in one way it's a little romantic, in another way it's stupid.
Yeah. I got something in the mail yesterday from Brian Jewelry. I visited their website a lot just to see if Janelle's added something to her wish list there, because she loves Brian Jewelry. And they've made amazing things for us and her. I mean, everything from our wedding bands to specialty items for Goose. Super Black Friday specials, one day only, Friday, November 27th from 9 till 5:30. Incredible savings on the entire stock of fine jewelry. And look for this card in your mailbox. Join their club at BrianJewelry.com, so you can save $100 on your first purchase of 200 or more. And get one of these cards, because you can scan it for even more great offers. And if you bring the card with you on this Black Friday, only good on November 27th, you get a free gift bag. And they have a whole bunch of early bird specials going on that day, too, at various times of the day. Pearl earrings, blessed bracelets, pearl necklaces, and these prices are stunning. The early bird hours, by the way, for this one-day event on Black Friday, the 27th, 9 a.m. till noon. Visit BrianJewelry.com. Like I said, join their club. They have some incredible stocking stuffers here, and they have gifts for men and women, including the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases. I love Brian Jewelry. Don't forget, mark it down, especially that early bird hours, 9 to noon, on Friday, the 27th of November at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. Our final look at the roads this morning.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, I-65 southbound on the Alabama River Bridge. As you head into Montgomery, we had some cars that played tag there earlier. All of it's off on the right-hand side of the road. All lanes are open. They do have some wreckers there now that are going to move some of those cars out of the way. Just use caution. We still have a little bit of a backup there, and folks trying to get on I-65 southbound from the Northern Boulevard. It's a slow merge, so just be patient. You will get by. The rest of the city, light to moderate traffic everywhere. No other places are causing really much of a problem this morning. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. This Christmas, give something special. Design your own jewelry at Harold's Fine Jewelry. It's easier than you think. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road in the Hillwood Shopping Center, second level. They're on Zelda Road. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I just realized that Zoom didn't only come up in that one scenario there. Menthol Meredith is planning a Zoom Thanksgiving, so we'll get her thoughts on that.
Oh, boy.
In just 2 minutes.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, my family decided we was going to do Thanksgiving on Zoom this year, and I ain't been this relieved since I was acquitted from the Piggly Wiggly arson. I've been feuding with my Aunt Crystal since last Thanksgiving, though, when she accused me of sleeping with her husband, Wesley Ray. You see, Wesley Ray had been deer hunting the night before, so he had deer pee on his camo, you know, to attract the bucks. Well, Aunt Crystal thought it was my perfume since my natural musk has the aroma of deer pee. Well, me and all Aunt Crystal, man, we ended up duking it out in the yard until Wesley Ray showed up and pulled a gallon of deer urine out of the back of his truck to show her that my perfume was actually just pee. Anyway, I'm so relieved to be doing Zoom Thanksgiving this year, because if I got assaulted over deer pee in 2019, I can only imagine what kind of weird crap could happen in 2020.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
The doctor is Dr. James Kildare. And I will need his name in the form of a question as part of our Daily Double this afternoon on Happy Hour. So, let's do some role play here.
Okay.
Okay, it's time to be caller 7 for our Almost Dr. Baumhauer Daily Double Doctor of the Day. The phone rings. Jesse, you're caller 6 and you're caller 7. You're caller 7.
What is James Kildare?
Yeah, that's the form of a question, but wouldn't who be a better...
Who is James Kildare?
You're a winner!
Thank you.
What is?
What is?
What is?
Next time we role play, Jesse, you get to be number 7.
Okay, I'll be number 7.
So it's Dr. James Kildare, and that could happen anytime between 3 and 6 in a whimsical moment on the afternoon show, which we call Happy Hour.
And which it's happy 3 hours.
Yeah, that's true. Happy 3 hours. And then somebody came up with a great idea. I don't know if Wing Fingers is going to be open on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
But somebody suggested that we do like a listener luncheon there, just get together and in a group.
That would be fun.
That would be a blast.
In fact, we could all do it. I mean, we're all going to be probably free that day.
I'm gonna look into setting that up if you guys want to come along.
If they're open, but you know, they might be closed only because
the office. Yeah,
there's going to be nobody downtown. Yeah. I don't know.
Bob is so worried about it. And this again, every time Mayor Reed starts a press conference, that's when people get nervous.
Yeah, is he gonna start?
They cannot be doing this.
25%. Or, you know.
No. You cannot. A restaurant cannot survive on 50, even if it's at 50 continuously. Mm-hmm. The profit margins just aren't there. So they better figure it out. Because right now there's 72 million pissed off Americans in this country who are not going to.
We won't stand for it.
No. You are absolutely correct. So I hope they're very careful with whatever decision.
Choose your words and actions wisely.
That would be recommended.
For all national, city, and global governments.
You've already seen how these all these mandates have worked in New York. With over, I mean, they're pushing 500,000 loss in population in New York City. In New York City. And I would have to venture. I'm no expert. I would consult with Eddie Bader. I would say that most of them are probably not coming back. We are in 1 minute.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Happy National Farm Joke Day.
How did the farmer find his wife? He tracked her down. What did the mama cow say to her calf? It's pasture bedtime. What kind of pigs know karate? Pork chops. Thank you.
He's probably convulsing with laughter right now. Randy Burkhalter from Pebble Farms.
Great stuff.
Is that how you met Tammy? You tracked her down?
I did. I tracked.
Are you outstanding in your field?
I am.
That we know. We've been telling people that for a long
that's
time.
That's farm store gold.
I assume you know this for
you. Farm store gold.
Yeah. So, Lee, you get to wrap up the show with us today in our last couple of minutes. Tell us that you'd like to feature at Prattville Farm Center.
Sir?
Yeah, you have the floor for about 2 minutes here.
Oh, goodness, great. All right. Well, let me rant right. No, I'm not going to rant right. That's your job.
Yeah.
Right. Let me say this. Let me give you an update on the pecandemic of 2020.
The pecandemic, I like that term.
The pecandemic of 2020. We are actually, today, we're going to be caught up. Now, we've been behind since the storm. Basically, a few days after the storm, we were inundated with pecan. We will be caught up if nothing happens, if mechanically our crackers, our head crackers, hold up, we will be caught up and we'll be able to turn around pecans in a single day, which is great this close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, should be caught up there. Pecan picker-uppers, we still have plenty of them, make good Christmas gifts. Certainly can be put to use.
You know, you do have some really cool Christmas gifts there. I mean, that I love my windmill in the backyard. It's been there for 3 years now, and it's my favorite.
It's kind of unique stuff. You know, I've got a guy. This is unique. He builds birdhouses. And, okay, so what? A birdhouse. Let me tell you what he does. He's originally from New Orleans, and he was down in New Orleans.